Insurance ensures your satisfaction. For a no-hassle, timely, worry-free experience, Tapman's Collision. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's excellence Tapman's way. Call them or go online, timtapman.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Presidential harassment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that in all caps, exclamation point, all fired up over House Democrats rekindling the Russia investigation.
The American people have a right to know, indeed have a need to know, that their president is acting on their behalf and not for some pecuniary or other reason.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, Fox's John Decker, is live at the White House.
The president criticizing Schiff over his plans to investigate the president's personal finances and whether his decisions as president have been motivated by financial gain.
There would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment. And it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
The president tweeting today, the Dems and their committees are going nuts. The Republicans never did this to President Obama. There would be no time left to run government. Dave?
Now, John, we're awaiting the president's remarks at the National Prayer Breakfast going on in Washington. Earlier, the president also tweeted Virginia is going to go back to Republicans in 2020 as the state's top leaders, all Democrats, remain mired in controversy.
Attorney General Mark Herring released a statement acknowledging that he once dressed in blackface. Herring says in 1980 as a 19-year-old, he and some friends went to a party dressed as popular rappers.
Now, days ago, Herring had urged the governor to resign over a photo on Ralph Northam's school yearbook page of a person in blackface, another in a KKK outfit. This is the lieutenant governor has his own issue.
Dr. Vanessa Tyson released a statement detailing her 2004 sexual assault allegation against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. It said, in part, Mr. Fairfax has tried to brand me as a liar to a national audience in service to his political ambitions and has threatened litigation.
That's Fox's Ellison Barber in Richmond. An accused cop killer awaiting charges in Milwaukee. Police say he opened fire during the search for guns and drugs, killing Officer Matthew Rittner, a Marine veteran. This is Fox News.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time. So you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Congress has 8 days to keep the government funded and compromise on border security, which may be close. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn says he doesn't have a problem with a wall so long as it's a smart one.
One that would use drones to make it too high to get over. One that would use X-ray equipment to make it too wide to get around.
Now, the goal is to avoid yet another partial government shutdown. Some workers from the last one are still awaiting back pay.
When the shutdown ended, President Trump promised,
I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly.
The Census Bureau is saying about 850 employees have yet to get all their back pay. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association says members of the union who worked during the shutdown have not gotten overtime pay that they're owed. And a union local president who represents the National Science Federation says about 1,000 workers there are still waiting on between $1,200 and $3,000 bucks each. In Washington, Joel Nato, Fox News.
Alabama's attorney general isn't taking no for an answer. Still hoping to put a killer to death tonight, going to the state Supreme Court.
Asking the high court to vacate a lower court order, blocking the state from lethally injecting 42-year-old Dominic Ray tonight. He was convicted in the stabbing death of a 15-year-old girl in 1995. Ray asked the state to allow him to have a Muslim imam in the execution chamber instead of the prison's Christian chaplain, but the state said no. Yesterday, the 11th Circuit Federal Appeals Court issued a stay to consider whether that violates Ray's freedom of religion. In the Supreme Court appeal, the state of Alabama argues their decision was not based on religion, but security. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A jailbreak foiled in Jackson County, Indiana, when the prisoner, trying to escape, fell through the ceiling and kept trying to go. Officers stopped him with a stun gun. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Two more Urbana High School students have been charged in connection to what's being called a gang-related brawl at the school on Monday. The News Gazette says they've been criminally charged with mob action. There are six other co-defendants. The state's attorney says Urbana police learned that a series of fights were a continuation of a fight between seven members of the Oh My Brother gang against three members of an unnamed rival group. A teacher was injured. Two people were hospitalized after a crash in southwestern Champaign County. Authorities say a pickup truck and a car were involved in the wreck at County Road 200 East and Monticello Road. The driver of the pickup hit the passenger side of a car. Apparently, the driver of the car failed to stop at a stop sign and went into the path of the truck, which did not have a stop sign. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Very foggy, less than a quarter mile of visibility this morning. Make sure your headlights are on. Today's high 54, 8, our low tonight. Things will be changing up. There's a chance for precipitation. Even a thunderstorm could happen before 3 p.m. Winds as high as 33 miles per hour. Sunny and windy tomorrow with a high around 18, low 7. 30 the high with sunshine expected Saturday. Snow in the forecast Sunday with a high around 32. Right now the temperature's at 44. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, radar's showing rain, you know. Mm-hmm. There's some little red specks I see down in Memphis area. And everything kind of pushing our way. So it's just going to be wet. It's going to be kind of wet today, but again, better than all that cold we had a week or so ago. Not bad. We'll be all right. Everything's fine. It's already February 7, a week away from Valentine's Day. We have your Ringo Starr tickets. I think it's really cool that a Beatles coming.
Me too.
Ringo's awesome. Love to see Paul, but I need more cheese to get Paul here. I need a lot.
Yeah.
Of Brinks trucks. To get Paul here, and who knows, maybe you can't even get Paul here. But Ringo's great. I'm happy with Ringo Starr. He'll be here August 20. It's historic. And the stories, I suppose he'll drop in there as well as the songs. It'll be great. Anyway, we'll give away two tickets that go on sale tomorrow. State Farm Center, we'll do that in about 15 minutes. So stand by if you can hang, and we'll give you a chance to text in.
Sounds good.
Okay, we talked with John Decker at the White House last hour. Will Elizabeth Warren survive the whole American Indian thing? When in 1984, I don't know how old Elizabeth Warren was in 1984, but she put down on her application that she's an American Indian. She's not. And so this has come back and kind of, I mean, she's apologized, but it did get her a job. It did get her a job.
So she's 69 down now.
She's
born
69?
In 49.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't have her that old. Yeah, okay, so she was trying to get a job. She got a top 10 job as a law instructor because she, well, presumably because it helped. She was an American Indian, want to hire minorities and things.
So she was in her mid-40s at the time.
Okay, so it was a big deal. And so she has apologized for it. She said, that's what we just grew up. That's kind of what we thought we were. They put it down. And you never think you're going to run for president when you put stuff down on applications.
Sure.
You never think it'll come back on you, and maybe in her head she said, well, I got high cheekbones, that's what I've been told. All right, American Indian.
Well, I think there is a slight percentage that you can get.
Well, I think we all are that.
Right.
I mean, there's like a 0.01. Whatever it is she has, we all have that. I mean, okay. I mean, just about all of them, it just is so slim. She did that genetic thing thinking that would help.
Right.
And, in fact, it kind of hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm 50% Armenian, but I'm a white Caucasian, I guess, on all my applications. I don't know what Armenian gets you, but I'm half and half. So it just the thing is, it just she's running for president, and now people are saying, wait a minute, how can she? And I don't know if she's going to go. She's just looking right now. But there really seriously are going to be like 30 Democrats. I don't know if you got to do like part one on Tuesday, part two on Wednesday, part three on Thursday. Otherwise, you're going to get like 3 minutes at your debate.
And you, that's it, because it's just too many. You can't have, you can't do that. So I guess they're going to have to say, okay, if you have 2% support in the polls, then maybe you can be in our debate. Because you can't, I mean, 15 is going to be winning. I mean, when you have 30 people, it's just crazy. Anyway, Republicans had 17 that Donald Trump made it through. And even that was crazy, trying to piece that many people on stage. And I think they did have 17 of them up there at one point. And then you just drop off because you got 1%. You're not going to win and all that.
I was just looking at the form that Elizabeth Warren filled out back in the 80s. And she had to write in American Indian. It wasn't like, you know, color in the circle and maybe she was.
No, she wrote the whole American Indian.
Yes, she did.
And there's just, and she had to know. You know, she might have been part Indian or whatever she thought, but American Indian, not 50-50. I mean, American Indian.
Right.
And then when they hired her, you're going to question that? Anyway, so she's got probably issues at that level. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, we will see how that plays out. But again, there's so many other candidates. Joe Biden is supposed to be deciding here in the coming week or two. Former Vice President Biden, will he choose to run? He's going to be 78.
I would say that's
how accurate. Old is too old to do the presidency? I mean, same for Bernie. Bernie would be like 76, 78, I think, if he won. I mean, it isn't an easy job. You can look at Donald Trump 2 years ago and Donald Trump today. It just puts you in fast forward for aging.
Joe Biden, 76.
Now, he'd be 78 when he were sworn in.
That's right.
Man, I don't know. I think it's a hard job. I don't know if you can, 78?
He's got good people around you, and he certainly knows his way around.
Carry the weight of it, though. I mean, it's tough. I don't know. I guess, and Bernie, he'd be the same. What's Bernie Sanders, 76, 77?
Right.
So he'd be up there as well. Hillary Clinton would be 75.
Biden's been in it for 36 years.
Yeah. No, he's definitely one of the names, but there's so many people. And then do you want to go to the far left or do you want to try and find somebody like a Howard Schultz in the middle? He's a Democrat, but he feels very middle right now based on how left the left is. So lots of factors. Check your sports coming up. Illinois plays again basketball. The women tonight, see if we can get our second win.
Against Purdue.
Yeah. And then the guys again on Saturday at 3 at State Farm Center. We'll have another pair to give away tomorrow. From my
friend. Ringo Starr and his all-star band with friends Steve Lukather from Toto. From Men at Work, Colin Hay. From Santana and Journey, Greg Raleigh. From Average White Band, Hamish Stewart. August 20th, 7 p.m., State Farm Center Theater in Champaign. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at statefarmcenter.com, 866-ILLINI-1, or in person at the Illinois Ticket Office.
Okay, a texter said you only have to be 1/16 Indian to be registered in a tribe. I believe that is correct, okay. But I don't think Elizabeth Warren is even 1/16. I think there's a whole lot of 1%, you know, in us for a whole lot of people. Again, she has apologized for the thing. Let her run. I don't care. We'll see. You know, she can run if she wants, but it's just something that has haunted her for years now.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if she can get over the thing. Here we go. 8:16 ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
All right. Let's start with the NBA. New Orleans beat the Chicago Bulls 125-120. Bulls have lost 16 of the last 18 games. Also in college ball, it was number 19 Wisconsin over Minnesota, 56-51. Maryland over Nebraska, 60-45. It'll be Illinois and Purdue on the women's side tonight. Illinois and Rutgers at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Our latest winner was Shelton Shaw. He's going to be experiencing the game at the State Farm Center, 3 o'clock on Saturday. Also trending in Illini Nation, Illini football coach Lovie Smith. Not only the head coach, but defensive coordinator, too. His son, Miles, will help out the linebackers in a letter of intent from four-star linebacker Shaman Cooper yesterday. So lots of letters of intent and recruitment day and things like that going on yesterday. In high school Bulls basketball, it was SJ over Olympia, 66-41. We have some regional girls action with Judah Christian winning, PBL won, Arcola wins, and Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond beat Tuscola. The regional tournament is going on now. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, apparently different tribes have different requirements for how much you have to have, how much. If some are saying 25% of your blood, 50%, to be in their tribe.
Right.
There's a lot of tribes.
Uh-huh.
We have the Peoria, which I think would be kind of the Illini. Wouldn't they be the Peoria? I have to do a little more homework on some of these, but there's still a whole bunch of tribes that have a whole bunch of people that are part of them, even today. All right, 8:17, we're going to check your sports headlines. You want to go to Ringo Starr? Stand by.
Hey, you're that.
Call 352-3939 or visit HMDAcademy.com.
All right, want to go?
In a town.
Ringo Starr, August 20, 359-2255, text in Ringo.
All-Star Band sounds intriguing with guys from Toto and Men at Work and more. So that sounds cool, too.
If you want to go to Ringo Starr, August 20, you get tickets before they go on sale tomorrow. 359-2255. How about, 25th text? Is that a good one?
Sounds good.
All right, 25th text, Ringo, 359-2255 for free tickets to see Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. Here we go with weather.
Lots of fog. Have your headlights on today. Less than a third of a mile of visibility. We've got a high 54. Even some thunderstorms could come our way. Down to 8 into the evening tonight. Winds as high as 30 miles per hour. Sunny and windy, high 18, low 7 for tomorrow's forecast. Up near 30 with sunshine Saturday. Snow in the forecast, maybe an inch on Sunday with a high 32. We're currently at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
Again, text in Ringo, 359-2255. 25th text gets two free tickets. They go on sale tomorrow at the State Farm Ticket Box Office. Good luck. 359-2255. 8:20, time for this Fox Business Report.
From the Fox Business Network, encouraging news on the job market. Fewer people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims dropped by 19,000 to 234,000. Chipotle Mexican Grill, Hanes Brands, and T-Mobile are reporting upbeat earnings for the holiday quarter. Hanes Celestial, Kellogg, and Tyson Foods were disappointing. Twitter's report was mixed, and so was Kellogg's. Regional banks BB&T and SunTrust are merging, creating a major banking presence in the Southeast. The bank will have a new name, which hasn't been revealed. It'll be based in Charlotte, North Carolina, but will maintain significant operations in Winston-Salem and Atlanta. St. Jude Research Hospital says it's still waiting for charity donations collected by Kmart last fall. Kmart is owned by Sears Holdings, which is in bankruptcy reorganization. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
There's just more shootings in Champaign than ever.
I think the most disturbing, there's going to be shootings, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, but the culture where you don't talk to the police unless a child gets hurt is ridiculous. To coin the phrase, you know, snitches get stitches. It's a horrible culture, and it just breeds more violence.
So what can I do?
You know, with my kids, it comes down to parenting. We have a lot of single parents who are doing everything they can just to make ends meet, and it's hard to keep an eye on your kid 24 hours a day. So I think if you see something in your kids, and I've sold this to Mike's son, who's now 13. I mean, if you do something that you do wrong, you're going to be held accountable for it. And if that is me dragging you wherever I need to drag you to make it right, it's going to happen. That culture needs to be reinforced instead of
some guidance.
Yes.
Some discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Some things.
Consequences. And there's anonymous ways to report crimes with the tips line, which is great. If that's all you can do, if you can't come forward, but you can call into the tips line, do that.
Dan Ward, Law Enforcement Official of the Month, Champaign Police Department. Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Dan Ward, pretty solid human being there. Good man. Make 2019 your year.
Where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed up to the sun till we found the sea green.
August 20, and Patty, you're going.
Oh, great.
You win two tickets. Okay, so favorite Beatles song was?
Oh, I couldn't even pick.
It's like 100 hits. I know.
They're great.
I mean, I get it deep into the Apple, you know, label, and some of those, the last album they had was so awesome, but they had so many songs, and it was such a transformation from the early 60s to the late 60s and how they kind of evolved with a very turbulent 60s and all the political stuff going on. It'll be quite a history thing to see Ringo on stage, Patty. Enjoy these tickets.
I'm sure I will.
Thanks for listening. Patty Eady and Arcola, she wins. ESPN 93.5. One more pair to give away before they go on sale. That'll be tomorrow. No, it's cool. It's really, really cool. Abbey Roads is my favorite album. It's what we listened to when we lived in India. It's all we had is one cassette. And so I knew it backwards and forwards because that's all we had. Thankfully, it didn't break. But, I mean, you go back to the early, I want to hold your, she loves you. Yeah, right. Such a different. 64 is a lot different than 69. And then their last rooftop concert at Apple Records in London. Spontaneous 42-minute concert on top of the building. And the police broke it up. Crowds were starting to gather. It was about 40 degrees.
Right.
Freezing. And they were out there playing. And then Paul McCartney kind of did something 30 years later on top of the David Letterman Marquee in New York on Broadway. Did a rooftop thing there. And Paul, you know, I don't know what he's doing. He looks the same. Is he doing something with his hair? Is it real? Because it's hard to imagine he looks the same, right?
I guess.
Paul McCartney.
Are you jealous, Stevie?
Of course I'm not. I'm thrilled my hair stayed as long as it did.
Okay, very good.
Does it really matter?
Right.
Okay. But yeah, it'll be great. Ringo Starr, August 20, and again, tickets on sale tomorrow at 10.
So many terrific songs.
Oh, my.
And like I said, I like the all-star band lineup that he's with coming in State Farm Center August 20th. So I'm sure he'll do like a half-hour set, and then these guys will play some songs from their bands for 20 minutes each or something. It'll be very entertaining.
No, it'll be great. Okay, coming up, Robert Caltabiano. He's my good friend, former Special Secret Service agent in charge, a good man. There's so much new technology coming up at airports. Rio de Janeiro is to test facial recognition cameras during the carnival coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to do that, just like you see in the movies, match it up if it's a terrorist.
Right.
But at carnival, they have masks on. So I don't know how they would. That's really dangerous because you don't know who's under those masks. But in Hong Kong, I think I told you, you had to go under something that read your temperature. They were able to tell who was sick.
Wow.
And it was pretty interesting because they weren't going to let you in Hong Kong if you were running a temperature. But I don't know what it was.
What do you do?
Get back on the ship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't take you, but they just say, no.
I was going to say, are you quarantined?
Well, Gracie and I went back to the ship and then came back off the ship, and they stopped us because it's like, that's weird. So they actually checked her individually and checked me. I mean, they were, because we were alone, they're probably going, what's up with that?
Uh-huh.
But it's fascinating. They had the gloves on and the mask on, and it was like they had this scanner that was able to detect temperature. I'd never seen it before.
Fascinating.
In Hong Kong. So Robert will be up on all that. We'll touch base on all of the security things. And the TSA has varying levels now. Of course, you have just the metal detector. Then you got the blow thing where they can look inside your clothes and completely scan your body.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where you hold your hands up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then people see your naked body back there laughing. And you know they're laughing.
Right.
Anyway, more on that next. 828.
Yep. Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, Democrats at the top are killing the great state of Virginia. The governor there is under pressure over a racist yearbook photo. The lieutenant governor is denying a sexual assault accusation. And the person next in line admits he wore blackface at a party.
Here's a statement from Attorney General Mark Herring. He says, quote, in 1980, when I was a 19-year-old undergraduate in college, some friends suggested we attend a party dressed like rappers we listened to at the time. It sounds ridiculous even now writing it, but because of our ignorance and glib attitudes, we dressed up and put on wigs and brown makeup.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. a police officer shot and killed serving a warrant at a home in Milwaukee.
He was working to make our city safer.
Assistant Police Chief Michael Brunson there. The suspect in custody was suspected of selling guns and drugs. The officer, Michael Rittner, was 35 years old. He's the third cop killed in Milwaukee in the last 8 months. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man has been convicted of offering money to a teen girl to have sex with him. Jacinto Chavez was found guilty of indecent solicitation of a child and obstructing identification. A 15-year-old girl said in August a man approached her near her home and told her he wanted to have sex with her and said he got out his wallet to show her money and wanted to know how much she wanted. She went home and her aunt chased him away from the porch. We're approaching Valentine's Day, and so there are special scams to be aware of. The Better Business Bureau officials tell the Eagle sometimes they consist of fake online profiles using real, unsuspecting pictures on a dating site. And the fraudster will eventually start requesting favors or money before they have some kind of emergency that leads them to ask for a lot of money. Often the victims are over the age of 60. They're targeted because they might have money saved up. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Oh, this is good. You kidding me? Gucci has come up with a sweater that extends up half of your face and looks like blackface. Go look at that sweater. Go to Gucci image blackface.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? And they made like a red outline for the lips. How does that get through to production? Are you kidding me? Is Gucci from where? I mean, are they from Italy? I don't even know. But it's.
That looks weird.
Come on, man.
It's really? like an extended turtleneck.
Yeah,
that goes right under your eyes.
But it does not look like, it looks like blackface, right?
I mean, yeah.
Who proved that? Who said that was okay?
I don't know.
Particularly now? You want to market that in America?
Now okay. They're apologizing for it.
Well, it's a head shaker. Doesn't somebody say, wait a minute, man, that's not right. Wow, I could work for Gucci. Here we go, 359-2255. You want to text in? Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, warm to start. Today's high 54. 8. Our low tonight, though, things are definitely switching up. Winds as high as 32 miles per hour. We've got foggy conditions. Keep those headlights on. Rainy conditions, too, until 3 this afternoon. Sunny tomorrow, windy, high 18, low 8. 29 the high with sunshine Saturday, up to 32 Sunday. With a 70% chance of snow showers that could mean an inch of accumulation. 45 now, ESPN 93.5.
And then there was the napkin on the airplane thing where you could write, you know, for your airplane crush, you write your name and number on it and hand it a napkin to somebody. That was from Coca-Cola and I don't know what airline. And I've seen that trending, but there were napkins that you get like with your pop or whatever you're drinking. And it had like, you never, because you never know. And it had like your name and a phone number that you could hand somebody you think's cute. Is this like 1968? What is that?
Wow.
I know, it's weird. Never in my life have I ever thought to write a number on a napkin.
Oh, come on.
In my life. Who would do that?
I mean.
You talk to them if you like
them. Yeah.
But you don't hand your name on a napkin with a phone number.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they're right. You just put your name.
I mean, this is after the exchange is what I'm thinking.
Well,
and,
sure.
And then you write it down.
Extending.
This is before you even know the person you're saying.
Exchanging numbers.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're looking over and they're cute, so you hand them a napkin.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
No.
Like the old note passing days.
No idea.
Okay.
Crazy. Okay, there is a story regarding Rio de Janeiro planning to test facial recognition during its famed carnival.
Carnival?
As part of the city's campaign to fight crime. Now, there's going to be millions of people in Rio de Janeiro. It's like the original Mardi Gras or something? It's the same kind of dress up and
yes.
Huge drinking party in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Rogério Figueiredo, the new head of Rio de Janeiro State Police, said in an interview published by the Globe newspaper that cameras deployed with the technology will scan both faces and car license plates. It'll be operational in Rio's tourist hotspot of Copacabana, that's Barry Manilow's song,
yeah.
In the beginning of March, when this year's carnival takes place. Easter's really late this year, right?
Uh-huh.
If the cameras identify an individual under an arrest warrant or if a stolen vehicle drives through the area, an alert will be sent to the closest police car. It's a fantastic tool. It's time that the police modernize. But why can't you just wear a mask? You can't really battle a mask. And at Carnival, you can be dressed up. And I would think that'd be impossible if you're dressed up. I mean, you can still scan license plates. But, no, we're getting more and more technologically savvy when it comes to facial recognition. And as I mentioned in Hong Kong, just the temperature read so sick people don't come to your country. I've never seen that. But, yeah, I think Easter's like, what, April 20 or something this year? It's really late. So you have all the Mardi Gras stuff, Carnival stuff. It's in March now. A lot of times these things start in February. So, yeah, it's what do we come up with next? But we're trying to prevent bad people from coming into your country or getting on your airplane and everything else. And I think it's getting tougher for sure. If we're able to take a picture of a face and then match it up. And then I guess if you're, you know, never offended anything, then you're not going to find anything. But for bad people, there's a whole lot of pictures of bad people out there that the police have, the FBI, and all of our intelligence that we take with us. So we'll be tracking exactly how this test, this facial recognition cameras during Carnival, how that will work. But I'm fascinated by the airports and all the enhanced stuff they're doing with that and how difficult it would be if you're a bad guy to get through a TSA line. I mean, I hear stories about stuff getting through, but it's tougher. And I don't think bad guys will try and get through the TSA line anymore. I think they'll just find other ways. I think the days of the box cutter hopefully are over, but in any event, it's a constant struggle to maintain security and keep us safe when there's so many people moving around, particularly a country like ours that we're free. It is not a police state, and different airports that we visited around the world are a lot different than here. It can be much more scrutiny, and you have got to have everything set up. You have got to have your ducks in a row when you try and go through security. If you don't have the right paperwork in some of these countries, you're just not getting in. One of my no Robert, huh? Not today?
He's not picking up, Crystal said.
Robert Caltabiano, former Secret Service in charge. Well, we'll track it, and I will ask him another time about all this. All right, 839, you want to text in, you're welcome, 359-2255. We mentioned the problems they have in the political structure in Virginia. And I asked the question last hour, what is the statute of limitations on dumb, on stupid, on inappropriate? Should one be held accountable 40 years ago?
Right.
For something you did at a college party? I don't know the answer to it. I guess it depends on what. Dressing in blackface, incredibly insensitive and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They did it in college, thought it was funny.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things we thought were funny in college that aren't.
Sure.
Should somebody in that position of governor and attorney general, which is the case in Virginia, should they step down now for something from 1980? At some point, you're going, whoa, man, wow, did we get a break on something? Now, if there's patterns of things through the years, like 2004, they did it again.
Right.
You got an issue. I just don't know about holding somebody for life accountable at age 19. I don't care what party you are. It's common sense. What is too egregious to ignore? And then the sexual assault charge against the lieutenant governor in Virginia. I'm the same thing as Brett Kavanaugh. I don't know. I don't know what happened. How can you possibly know? It's really, really difficult. Because it's he said, she said. I don't understand how
it's
we could possibly know.
This is Virginia's top three elected officials engulfed in this scandal.
I think things came out after the abortion speech. I think people had things that they dug up, and they said, okay, time to embarrass some top people.
All right.
Because imagine the governor of a great state like Virginia saying, if the baby is laying there viable, it's up to the parent whether they want to resuscitate. Good Lord. What's the difference between that and that being okay and a woman having a baby in a bathroom stall and killing it and going to prison for life?
I know.
It's infanticide. I don't understand how we've got here. It's a baby. I mean, I'm against a woman having to carry for rape and incest, so I'm inconsistent, but that's way earlier. When you're talking about 38 weeks or 40 weeks. It is a baby. You can't let it lay there and die. What are we thinking? It's tough. Okay, 841-359-2255. Back in a moment. Sports headlines next.
Cold weather is keeping us indoors, but you still have a chance to exercise to get fit and stay fit inside. Urbana Park District offers several fitness classes for all ages. Sign up for water exercise classes, aerobics, yoga, Pilates, Zumba, and more. You have the chance to sample these classes by purchasing the Urbana Park District Flexible Pass Punch Cards. Attend one class or sample several before registering for the one you like the best. Passes cost between $35 and $68, depending on residency. Get more details by calling 367-1544. Or visit urbanaparks.org.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
President Trump, we are blessed to live in a land of faith where anything is possible. Just got done with comments in Washington at the National Prayer Breakfast. I see Senator from Connecticut. He's a Democrat, and then I see a couple of so it's a bipartisan, and everybody's shaking hands. And I'm telling you, I'm going to play another clip from the end of that speech the other night, and it's because I want more of it. It is uplifting. And now you got a Democrat, Republican, and the president praying. Now, I mean, guys, that's awesome. It's good stuff. All right, let's check your sports headlines. 844 ESPN 93.5.
Well, it was trending yesterday. Lots of letters of intent. Area high school athletes deciding where they're going to go. We got a four-star linebacker.
We have three in the top 300.
Okay, gotcha.
We're ranked ahead of Maryland and Rutgers.
Oh, hey.
We're 12th.
Okay.
In our recruiting class, 12th in the Big Ten.
And is that the bottom?
It's the bottom. but I think it's partly because we don't have big numbers. Oh, look at that. Alabama's number one again. Stevie J wins 11 in Tuscaloosa. Right now, I can coach that team to 11 wins. The best guys win, man. You just find coaches that know how to coach, and you stand there clapping. That's all you have. I could do that job.
Well, and another Illini Nation trending story was, why did Lovie Smith tap Miles' son? The linebacker coach.
Maybe Miles is a great coach. I don't care. A linebacker coach, because his dad's overseeing the defense anyway. And I'm not in. Listen, if they don't win five or six times next year, it doesn't matter who's coaching. We got to do that this coming year. We have to win five or six. I really believe that. I think they can. I think they need to at year four. And I don't. Whatever Lovey thinks, it's his program. Good luck to you. Let's go win five or six next season.
All right. Illini Nation has our women taking on Purdue tonight. Saturday is when our Illini face Rutgers at 3 o'clock. Way to go, Shelton Shaw. He was our latest winner of tickets to that game. Last night, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 56-51 in Maryland over Nebraska, 60-45. In NBA action, it was New Orleans over the Chicago Bulls, 125-120. Bulls have lost 16 of the last 18. We've got this bobblehead contest that's really generating a lot of fun. I'm seeing some of the selfies on 359-2255. You have to go to Game Day Spirit at Kirby and Neal, take a picture with the Tank Carp bobbleheads, and you'll be in the running to win the Flying Illini bobblehead set, Lou Henson bobblehead, a Nike Flying Illini quarter zip, passes to the Flying Illini reunion and game on the 23rd, and have a whole lot of fun as the grand prize winner will be announced on February 20th during the Tay and Carp show between 4 and 6. Details at ESPNCU.com.
Yeah. Kendall, hey, how you doing? And you'll be real nice and cordial, and then I won't leave. Kendall, what are you guys doing after this? You want to go get a bite to eat? And what do you? What's your phone, cell phone again? What was that cell phone you had? Kenny? Hi. They probably won't want me in there.
Stevie J lurking.
Yeah, he's a stalker.
Yeah.
Get him away from me, please. Because cordial and nice because you have no idea who you are is nice. That's what
right,
they do.
Right.
But then you keep coming back. It's like, man.
Okay, security.
Exactly. 8:47 from the end of Donald Trump's State of the Union, there's just zero wrong with it. It is outstanding. It's what I want from my president.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susie McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemette, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry, across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
The Flying Illini Selfie Contest at Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby in Champaign is going on now. It's your chance to win a full Flying Illini bobblehead set, plus a Lou Henson bobblehead, Nike Flying Illini quarter zip, and two passes to the private Flying Illini team reunion on Saturday, February 23rd. It's an incredible opportunity to hang with the team that took flight all the way to the NCAA Final Four 30 years ago. To participate, take a selfie with the Tay and Carp bobbleheads located at Game Day Spirit on South Neal Street. Then text it to 359-2255 to be entered.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. All right, the president the other night, this was a fabulous finish to his State of the Union.
Think of this Capitol. Think of this very chamber where lawmakers before you voted to end slavery, to build the railroads and the highways and defeat fascism, to secure civil rights and to face down evil empires. Here tonight, we have legislators from across this magnificent republic. You have come from the rocky shores of Maine and the volcanic peaks of Hawaii, from the snowy woods of Wisconsin and the red deserts of Arizona, from the green farms of Kentucky and the golden beaches of California. Together we represent the most extraordinary nation in all of history. What will we do with this moment? How will we be remembered? I ask the men and women of this Congress, look at the opportunities before us. Our most thrilling achievements are still ahead. Our most exciting journeys are still to come. We have not yet begun to dream. We must choose whether we are defined by our differences or whether we dare to transcend them. We must choose whether we squander our great inheritance or whether we proudly declare that we are Americans. We do the incredible. We defy the impossible. We conquer the unknown. This is the time to reignite the American imagination. This is the time to search for the tallest summit and set our sights on the brightest star. This is the time to rekindle the bonds of love and loyalty and memory that link us together as citizens, as neighbors, as patriots. This is our future, our fate, and our choice to make. I am asking you to choose greatness. No matter the trials we face, no matter the challenges to come, we must go forward together. We must keep America first in our hearts. We must keep freedom alive in our souls. And we must always keep faith in America's destiny. That one nation, under God, must be the hope and the promise and the light and the glory among all the nations of the world. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Telling you, that is as good of a finish as I can remember of a State of the Union. It was uplifting. It was hopeful. It was unifying. That's what I want from my president. That. It's like, okay, man, we don't get along. We don't agree on everything, but let's figure it out. We can do this. We've done it before. We can do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go forward and figure out stuff that's going to make everybody better. Man, that's what you do. And I didn't know Donald Trump had it in him, honestly, but that was as good a speech as he's ever delivered that I've ever seen in my life from him. It was wonderful, and it was what I want more of, a tone that says, let's gather together. I don't like some of his antagonistic ways. I don't like some of his tweets. I don't like all that. I want him to lift me up. I want the next Democratic president to lift me up. Give me something as opposed to why somebody is so bad. Tell me what you are. That told me what America was. And his reference to some of the Holocaust and the World War II people, it was just uplifting. It was an incredible speech. It really, really was. And the last 3 minutes and 42 seconds is worth watching over and over on YouTube, because that's what I'm talking about. That's a presidential speech there. Okay, we're back tomorrow. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Show is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Have a safe and a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.